If you are new to this style of astrology and don't know your sidereal or Vedic rising and moon signs, you are more than welcome to download a free copy of your birth chart via my website. If you need any help with this, please get in touch. Hi, you're listening to Becky Bliss. I have some sign by sign messages for all of the zodiac up and coming for this September to October 2023 lunation, new moon to new moon. This lunation is container for the equinox and is an especially powerful time to release yourself and step into the next phase of your life. You get to choose what it is that's coming with you. And I suggest that you keep your load light. It's best to keep activities to a minimum and lay low on the day of the dark or the new moon, and even the days either side if it's possible. But of course, life can get in the way. Clear space both inside and out to make simple offerings to others, to animals, or even to your deity or the universe. Be mindful of what you put out and what you take in. Practice self-care and take time just to be, to sink into a space of meditation, into the nothingness. Disappear just for a bit, like the moon. Gift yourself with time to recuperate, to rest, to heal, and to recharge. This month's new moon will be merged with her solar counterpart in the lunar mansion that is known as Uttara Falguni, alongside planet Mercury, who will very soon turn direct. Uttara Falguni Nakshatra corresponds to an asterism that is associated with the tail of the lion on the fringes of sidereal Leo, marking the tail end of an old chapter. We are on the cusp of a fresh, crisp, clean page. How would you like your story to go? Just a reminder, this is sidereal or Vedic astrology and not the tropical astrology that some of you might be more familiar with. This is not related to your Western star sign, which is calculated using a separate system altogether. Listen out for your sidereal, rising, and/or moon sign. You can combine the two for greater accuracy. Your rising sign generally represents your image, your persona, and how you relate to the world around you. The moon is significator of the mind and emotions and is also a reflection of the soul. The moon symbolizes the nature and mystery of life itself, always changing, shape shifting, always moving in cycles from dark to light, from empty to full. If you would like to know a little bit more about the energies behind this new moon, then remember to have a listen to part one of this recording if you haven't done so already. All signs, we reap what we sow. Be mindful and purposeful with your intentions. Don't be afraid to release whatever has been holding you back. Be a space creator, because the powers behind this new moon will help you accomplish what you set out to do. The old story has ended. This is a powerful time of new beginnings as we enter into the unknown. This page is clean and crisp and blank. Your part of the agreement is to be like the new moon and simply be spacious enough to allow the new currents to flow into you. Leo rising and or moon signs. This new moon is a warm, comfortable pause that is freeing, inviting and liberating, where you can meet with your truest self. This lunation is to do with your connection to your very soul, inquiring within and being honest with your wants and desires for the future. The transition of seasons marks a whole new adventure. It's now up to you to decide what you're leaving behind and what you will carry over with you into this next life phase. A key word for you this month is trust. Trust in your plans and your ideas, and watch the magic unfold. It's good to have a strategy, but prepare to be excited by some interesting plot twists. Trust that whatever happens, it will all work out for the best. But most of all, trust in the relationship you have with yourself. Be devotional in your practice of self-care and be present in your own unique expression of joy. You feel a sense of anticipation and have a sparkle in your eyes. This might be the royal connection you have with your most highest self, or it may be that you have a new friendship or a partnership that is maturing like a fine wine. You are making connections that are deeper than deep, and you are stirred and inspired by all the meaningful bonds and beautiful relationships that are a part of your life. Trust in your intuition and allow rivers of love to guide you if you have any important decisions to make. This is more than a feeling. Your head will be so much clearer now. You are truly stepping into your own power as we head towards the equinox and the full moon later in the month. This is your time. Make the most of it. If things are going really well, celebrate successes. Just beware of self-glorification. Virgo rising and or moon signs. Freeing yourself from old patterns and stories that are not necessarily relevant or even true. The energies surrounding the new moon will help you transition into this new phase of life and help you to move forwards with ease. You get to write this part. You are the author of your own play. Lover of getting things orderly. You might want to think about decluttering and getting rid altogether this new moon. What ideas are you gripping onto so tightly and why? Release into what is rather than what you wish it was. This new moon brings with her the freedom you've been craving. Let it be. Stop struggling so much. Relax and lean into any support that is there for you, and don't be afraid to ask for it either. This new moon is about finding that pure connection. A friend or a mystical guide becomes a safe place, a someone you can lean on, someone that you can let go in safety without judgment. If that person is not there, maybe you aren't looking closely enough. Are you there for yourself? Trust the strength that you have inside. Harness the courage of the lion. Loose yourself from those uptight and rigid judgments you have about yourself, and feel the warmth radiate from within. Libra rising and or moon signs. You're in a time where not only are you seeing both sides of the story, which you've always been very good at, you're now envisaging new angles altogether. This lunation has you focused on greater goals and your passions in a much more focused way. It's almost as though a thick cloud has lifted and your mind has more clarity. The strong sunshine energy behind this new moon merger may well reveal hidden opportunities and new growth from the ground up. Something may well be revealed that you didn't see coming. So stay open. Your expansive vision is widening your circle. An abundance of goodies and good fortune arises with a little help from your siblings or your friends. For you this month, this moonth, new moon to new moon, is a time for teams, a time to stand proud, surrounded by your people. But be careful not to overdo things, and be mindful of getting carried away in the spur of the moment by giving out more than you can afford to lose, especially if this involves money. It may be that you are making plans or have a side venture that is promising an excellent return on investment. Don't be too proud to lean on others for support, and take some time for yourself to enjoy the lighter side of life. Scorpio rising and moon signs. Sun, Moon, and Mercury are passing over your 10th house this new moon. Plans and ideas that you have kept hidden away, bubbling beneath, are about to arise to the surface. Remember to play your part of the bargain, and don't get too complacent. Remember what you set out to do. It's your responsibility to put in that extra effort, even when everything seems to be mysteriously all falling into place. It's up to you to remain accountable and do the work. You may find yourself winning some support by impressing others with your code of conduct, whilst at the same time boldly expressing what it is that you really want. Clear your inner and outer space this new moon to pave way for some exciting and powerful shifts, especially relating to career and your position in life. Allow yourself to be driven by your passion. Tune in to your inner sun. You may find that you have a new lease of life as the month unfolds and we cross over into the darker half of the year. Others may be magnetized towards you and will naturally want to be part of your entourage. Take some time to relax around the dark moon, because this lunation will likely see you picking up quite a bit of momentum. Don't burn yourself out. Sagittarius, rising and moon signs. This new moon sets the stage for the crossing of a boundary. In the Northern Hemisphere, we are heading into the darker half of the year. And Sagittarius, rising and moon signs, you are journeying to a new frontier. Possibilities are endless. Know that luck and destiny are on your side as a boss, a fatherly figure, or a teacher appears at exactly the right time to bear some of the weight that may have been holding you down. This new moon is an opportunity to lighten the load and embark on an inspirational journey of kinship and meaning. You may be closely involved with a university, with deep research or publishing. The energies behind the new moon will support your growth if you stick to your high principles, taking into consideration the effects that your plans might have on the greater whole and society at large. This new moon is a perfect moment to reconnect with yourself, to your spiritual side, and to your deity, the universe, or even your guides or angels. You may find yourself in a space of inquiry, visiting places of worship, or on a majestic journey. Capricorn, rising and moon signs. The change of the seasons is a time when it's a good idea for all of us to be mindful about our well-being and to take even more care in looking after ourselves. What are the best ways for you to be nourishing the mind, the body, and the soul? What is it that you're feeding yourself? Think about what you need to stay strong. The change of the seasons is often when we are at our most vulnerable to disease and even to psychic attacks. This is an especially pivotal new moon for you. Ask yourself what isn't working and allow some time to yourself to reconnect and to figure out the best way forward. This is all about you and your personal growth. Be accountable for you. Commit to yourself. What do you really, really need? Speak up for yourself if you have to, but be careful not to come across as bad-mannered. Be easy with yourself, but be honest. Are there some bad habits and attachments that are holding you stuck in the mud? Around the time of the dark moon, think about letting go of the parts of yourself that you don't need. Don't be afraid to drop them to their ground. Be like the trees. Share your fruit fearlessly and release any troubles, allowing them to wither away. Allow what you have learned to seep into the ground beneath your feet. Allow for new growth. You don't need to fully know yet what that will look like. Let the mystery unfold. It might not all happen overnight, but this is a potent moment to plant some new seeds. Don't be afraid to approach a trusted friend or even a professional for counsel and encouragement if you feel you need it. Head off for a retreat and allow yourself a bit of time for some respite and even some luxury. This lunation might prove to be life-changing. Aquarius, rising and moon signs. It doesn't need to be all work and no play. Maybe it's time to take a rain check and think about your work-life balance. Your efforts are noble. However, sometimes it's a good idea to think about yourself. You don't need to be going it alone, and being open to the support of a kindred spirit who shares the same ethics and has a similar outlook to you might prove to be fun, and two heads are better than a one. Stay open and trust in a friendship that brings sunshine to your heart and stimulates the mind. This connection has the potential to carry the both of you to higher places. This new moon will help you to reconnect and reach out to those who truly belong in your life. Pisces, rising and moon signs. This new moon is a time for healing and repairing. Surround yourself with supporters who offer softness and respect. Avoid anyone who doesn't listen and allow yourself to be held in collaborative kindness. Don't be ashamed to let others serve you. Stay cool and avoid being overworked or overheated this month, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Enjoy soothing, nourishing foods. Exercises that are mindful are good for you, as are practices that are calmed, unhurried, and collected. Be assertive about your wants and needs, allow yourself that extra bit of TLC. Ground and steady yourself. Enjoy the therapeutic presence of pets and animal friends. Gift yourself with time and careful attention for some much needed reclamation of spirit and good old-fashioned recovery after a busy time. Treat yourself to whatever is needed. Perhaps get that spa experience booked or sort out that dentist appointment that you keep putting off. Beware of overspending and slow right down. Receive, revive, and replenish, and take good care of your health and your wellness. Aries, rising and or moon signs. This new moon is transiting the fifth house of your natal chart. This portion of the skies is ruled by the sun and to do with good fortune and children, good work, and even fame. This lunation, you may well be feeling that extra fire in your belly and an inward motivation to finish what you promised yourself you would get done. Finding your strength in communion and connection. This is the inner oomph, that push that you might have needed after taking a bit of a break. Only this time round, you may find you are more effective if you dare to drop what you don't need. This time round, you're wiser, more attuned with your feelings, and more experienced. This new moon is offering you a space of honour and balance. You may find yourself in an exciting close encounter with a friend or a life partner. This is where charisma meets chemistry. Together, you are building palaces, creating magic, and sharing artistic endeavors. Together, you are setting the stage and paving the way for a love that is more than romance. This is a meeting of minds. In the flames of creativity, you enjoy a shared purpose and satisfaction as your combined efforts produce an even greater yield than you imagined. Taurus, rising and moon signs. The energies around the new moon are inviting you home, inward, cozy and safe. This is a welcoming space where you can kick off your shoes and enjoy and allow yourself some guilt-free me time. Snuggly socks, soft blankets, warm fires, and hot tea. Anything at all that helps you to feel cared for and simply at home. Spend extra time around the new moon in reflection or meditation. You may be a little more touchy and emotional than usual, so be gentle, especially with yourself. It's likely your intuition will be heightened as this sun-moon merger passes over your fourth house, which is ruled by the moon. Stay grounded and enjoy. Be comfortable in practicing sacred self-care. Tending to your heart and your inner space. Connect with loved ones, past and present. Have faith in your decisions and trust that all will be well. You may be concerned and connected with the ways of ancestors this lunation, and even thinking about how you might go about reviving a tradition. This new moon might also be a good time to simply release, noticing and then letting go once and for all of unhelpful habits and customs that have been passed on to you or that you've developed over the years that no longer work for you or your loved ones. Now may well be the time to start creating new rituals, ones that can be passed on to generations to come. Gemini, rising and moon signs. This new moon merger, along with your planetary ruler, Mercury, is passing over the third house in your natal chart. This represents a portion of skies naturally governed by communicative Gemini and lorded by intelligent, quick-thinking Mercury. You have the gift of the gab and are convincing in all your communications, in all their forms. Just beware of moving too fast, of misunderstandings, or of saying something that you might later on regret. This new moon is a good time to sign an agreement or settle the terms of a contract. Be mindful of your health and take care not to overdo things. The change of seasons makes all of us a little bit more vulnerable. Protect the voice and the lungs. Take care around areas that are polluted or where you may be breathing in harmful or toxic fumes. Practice breathing techniques and mindfulness practices. Slow down a little to safeguard yourself from any potential accidents or incidents. This new moon is exciting for you and marks the beginning of a new adventure where you get to showcase your talents, your quick wit, and your technical prowess. If you desire it, this may be in the arena of public performance, dance, music, acting, or creative writing. You are enjoying freedom of expression and speech as you engage in activities linked to the arts. It may be that you are preparing to take part in a competition of some kind. Don't try to take everything on all at once. Look after your nervous system and keep grounded as things may really begin to feel as though they're speeding up. Practice self-care, even just a simple DIY foot massage, and getting to bed on time will help. Make sure you are getting the sleep that you need and drinking plenty of water. You may find yourself coming together, mutually supported with like-minded associates. You have the assistance of friends who will help unblock any obstructions that have been standing in your path. Cancer, rising, and moon signs. This new moon may have you sowing seeds of intention that link into finances, money, investments, and money handling. It may be that you have been budgeting for a specific something or have had to rein it in a little bit after some impulsive spending. Normally, you're very good with the financial side of things. However, money is on your mind, and this may well be linked to future investments, pensions, or even plans that relate to wills. It also could be to do with an estate that must be divided. Don't think that you've got to organize everything all by yourself, and be accepting of any help that comes to you. Don't be afraid to ask for what you need either. You are often so busy looking after everyone else, it's easy to forget about yourself. Ask for help and support and be open to guidance. Allow yourself to soften just a little with the support of another. It may be wise to think about healthy eating and the quality of foods that you're consuming during this lunation. The change of the seasons often has us all a little bit more susceptible to sickness and health complaints. Support yourself by eating for the season and eat for a reason, not just for the sake of it. All signs, keep your wits about you. Plan carefully and trust in the magic of the crossings that we are about to take. We are in a time where we will face plenty of plot twists and encounter a few surprises along the way. I wish you a restful, peaceful, and restorative new moon. Thanks for listening. please do remember to support me by subscribing and show your love by giving me a thumbs up. I'm Shanti. Take care for now.